In a press conference Wednesday, NM Voices for Children Executive Director Amber Wallen and Policy Analyst and Kid Counts Director Emily Wildow discussed the release of the 2021 New Mexico Kids Count Data Book. This annual release accounts for child well-being in the state and tracks several indicators across four domains. Those include economic security, education, health and family, and community. Indicators include several issues like child poverty, food insecurity rates, parental employment and education levels, and teen birth rates. Released before the annual legislative session, this data provides lawmakers with an idea of the needs of children and their families. In a press release, it said this year's data book focused on the need to ensure that recession recovery is equitable along racial, ethnic, and gender lines. Wildow said that many of the kid counts relied on the American Community Survey, which is conducted by the Census Bureau. But due to data collection challenges because of the pandemic, most of the data in this year's data book shows how children and families were pre-pandemic.
Because we had these challenges, we did take the time to add some more depth to some of our 2019 data that we did release last year.
One step taken to add more depth is the desegregation of data. In past years, most of the kid counts indicators were only designed to show the state of well-being of white, Hispanic, and Native American children.
And this year, we were able to begin the process of working with some of our data partners to include how our Black and Asian kids are doing on many of the 16 primary kids count indicators.
Wildow said they will continue to work to desegregate as many more indicators as they can in the years ahead. Hardship data was one area of collection that was not interrupted due to the pandemic and reflects how children and families did in the first year of COVID-19.
So one really key piece of 2021 hardship data that's included in this year's data book shows us that many New Mexico families spent their expanded monthly child tax credit to pay down their debt.
Wildow shared this graph, shown below, to show how different ethnicities spent their federal child credit. Wildow also said that child food insecurity was also increased during the pandemic. In 2018, it was 24%, and in 2020, it was 26%, with more households receiving SNAP benefits. Also up was the number of children enrolled in Medicaid.
In 2021, we saw around 20,000 more children and youth enrolled in Medicaid, with about 3,000 additional Native American youth enrolled compared to 2020.
Compared to 2019, Wildow said 40,000 more kids were enrolled in Medicaid than in the pre-pandemic times, roughly the same amount as the population of Hobbs. Wildow said this is an example of social safety net programs working. Before the pandemic, Wildow said the state was starting to build on a fruitful path for children in New Mexico.
Before the pandemic hit, New Mexico was gaining speed on a path to prosperity, a path where we were really starting to build great opportunities for our kids and families to realize their potential.
These opportunities included passing a tax cut for 70% of families with children, improved higher education affordability and access, new early childhood department and funding source for early childhood education programs, minimum wage increase, increases for teacher pay, and crucial COVID-19 relief funds. Wildow said it's crucial for the state to focus on racial and ethnic equality in policy due to the high number of children of color in the state.
We know most kids in New Mexico are still children of color. We're ahead of the nation in having a child population where children of color are the majority, as you can see on this chart. And children of color tend to face more barriers to good health and well-being.
Amber Wallen continued on this point by saying many children in the state are still facing health and other challenges due to COVID, but that the data also reflects that race, gender, and income inequality are still present throughout our state.
And gender and those disparate impacts highlight the fact that equality of opportunity is not something that will just happen, right? It has to be a product of policies and programs that work together to create a foundation for all of New Mexico's kids and families and communities to have an equal chance to strive for success.
Wallen continued by saying the state's response to the pandemic has been a success story due to the crisis response being focused on children and family economic security and health.
In order to ensure that all families can recover and really thrive in the future, public policy must address those pressing challenges and barriers that are faced by too many of our children and families and communities, particularly our communities of color.
She went on to say that during this legislative session, NM Voices for Children will continue to focus on public policies that prioritize families, such as economic assistance, strategic investments against food insecurity, and continue to support an early childhood care system. Reporting for KSFR News, I'm Gino Gutierrez.